Book 6, Chapter 10. That whereas the city of Jerusalem had been 5 times taken formerly, this was the 2nd time of its desolation. A brief account of its history. 1. And thus was Jerusalem taken in the 2nd year of the reign of Vespasian, on the 8th day of the month Gorpius, Elul. It had been taken 5 times before, though this was the 2nd time of its desolation. Footnote. This is the proper place for such as have closely attended to these latter books of the war to pursue, and that with equal attention, those distinct and plain predictions of Jesus of Nazareth in the Gospels thereunto relating, as compared with their exact completions in Josephus's history, upon which completions, as Dr. Whitby well observes, no small part of the evidence for the truth of the Christian religion does depend. And as I have step by step compared them together in my literal accomplishment of Scripture prophecies. The reader is to observe further that the true reason why I have so seldom taken notice of these completions in the course of these notes, notwithstanding their being so very remarkable, and frequently so very obvious, is this, that I had entirely prevented myself in that treatise beforehand, to which, therefore, I must here, once for all, seriously refer every inquisitive reader. Besides these 5 here enumerated, who had taken Jerusalem of old, Josephus, upon further recollection, reckons a 6th who should have been here inserted in the 2nd place, I mean Ptolemy, the son of Lagus. End footnote. For Shishak, the king of Egypt, and after him Antiochus, and after him Pompey, and after him Sosius and Herod, took the city, but still preserved it. But before all these, the king of Babylon conquered it, and made it desolate, 1,468 years and 6 months after it was built. But he who first built it was a potent man among the Canaanites, and is in our own tongue called Melchizedek, the righteous king, for such he really was. On which account he was there the first priest of God, and first built a temple there, and called the city Jerusalem, which was formerly called Salem. However, David, the king of the Jews, ejected the Canaanites, and set tide his own people therein. It was demolished entirely by the Babylonians, 477 years and 6 months after him. And from King David, who was the first of the Jews who reigned therein, to this destruction under Titus, were 1,179 years. But from its first building, till this last destruction, were 2,177 years. Yet hath not its great antiquity, nor its vast riches, nor the diffusion of its nation over all the habitable earth, nor the greatness of the veneration paid to it on a religious account, been sufficient to preserve it from being destroyed. And thus ended the siege of Jerusalem.